I am aware.
Is that Abraham saying that?
I'm aware. Underwear. Yeah.
I'm aware. Yep.
What the hell did I do? I didn't do anything. And you're all, yeah. Fucking dumb.
I didn't say all that. I just said, yeah.
You said that with the tone in your voice.
Yeah. It was a very dumb tone.
There's no tone.
There's no voice.
Is the mighty, mighty boss tones.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Voss.
Voss water?
Voss.
Yeah.
Mayday, mayday, we're sinking, we're sinking. What are you thinking about? You haven't seen that commercial?
No.
It's the Coast Guard. It's a German
It's a commercial for the Coast Guard?
Is it for the... I don't know what it's for. Or maybe... I don't know what it was for, but it's like, mayday, mayday. And then the guy's like, this is a German Coast Guard? And he's like, mayday, mayday, we're sinking, we're sinking. And he's like, what are you thinking about? And then it's like, blah, 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 blah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
Oh, that's an awesome commercial, man.
I love that commercial.
I'm going to look that shit up after. Oh, God, favorite. I need to see that. Oh, here we go. That is
what
awesome, man.
What are you thinking about?
Oh, that's the best.
Love it.
So, welcome back to another episode of TWTA, Things We Talk About. You know us already, whatever. But what we want you to do is...
Fuck off. No, I'm just kidding.
Go to paranomaly.co. There you'll be able to... Oh, okay. Wait. Let me start over.
Oh, my God.
We're launching more on movies. Okay. That's our sister show. And we want you to go over to paranomaly.co. That's our website. You'll be able to... It'll be linked in the description. You'll be able to find all the shows that we do, read the short stories, and you'll also be able to support the podcast. There's a link that says, give us money. And surprise, surprise, you click it and you can give us money. It's through Anchor. Anchor is a subsidiary of Spotify, so it's very secure.
Subsidiary.
Yep, it's a subsidiary of Spotify. So go there and support the show if you would, please.
Also, if you want to write to us or...
I got something to say. If you got something to say.
There you go. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. I got it. There we go. We got there. Also, you can also do that on Paranomaly.
Yeah, you can do that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Exactly. And paranomaly.co.co.
No, there's no second CO. But yeah, I just wanted to put that in the head, you know.
The head. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to put that in the tail.
Okay.
That's it.
All right.
I don't know.
Yeah.
So, anyway.
Perverts.
Why is perverts?
What?
Because you're over here doing head stuff.
Oh, hell yeah.
She's doing tail stuff.
What?
Mm. I was going to steal a joke from that movie I was just telling you about, but I won't. But it's funny. It's funny. I'll point it out when we watch it.
No, nobody understands what's going on.
It's okay. Nobody ever understands what's going on.
I know.
But if they do want to understand, they should watch that movie with us on where?
Paranomaly.co. More on movies.
Which you can find on
paranomaly.co.
Oh, wow. So today's going to be a little different. Just a little bit, because we're going back to how we used to do things. We're going back to the classics.
Back in time.
Going back to Cali, Cali.
In time. I'm.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so I have a report prepared for you guys.
Oh, a report.
A report.
You spent the last couple of
prepared.
Days.
Mm-hmm.
You spent the last couple of days preparing
a report to present for Patrick.
That's fantastic. But how did you find so much time here in this month of February?
About that. It's an old report. I
an
took my
old
time.
Old report,
like,
you say?
I took my sweet time.
Like
on
a
it.
Fine Jewish wine
exactly.
Gets better with age.
Oh,
like
happy wine drinking day, everybody!
Know it.
Ah, it is mine drinking day. It is mine drinking day.
It is your drinking.
It's
day.
Mine drinking day.
Mm.
What? It's just, I don't know, man. Come on.
Just roll with it.
Yeah, exactly. We do it things
is.
Here.
It is.
Yeah. It's the things that
Thank
we,
you.
We say.
It's yes and, Abraham. Yes,
yes
and.
And. Not why.
Exactly. Not not what?
So weird. So, we're in the month of October.
Are
oh
we
God.
Now? Wow.
We've gone back
into time.
Time
has flown back in time.
Yeah, just imagine this is Halloween time.
Yeah, that's a time machine.
Oh,
cute.
That's
I'm,
what, that's
no, I'm on
time
board
machine.
With it. Yeah,
yeah, that's a time machine.
Our time machine used to be the putties. That's the robot who controls the time machine.
It's pushing the buttons yeah. to go back in time. Beep, boop, beep, boop, boop, boop. And then
it's just a wall of blinking red and blue.
Oh, wow. I can just sit here and listen to the time machine forever.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like music to my ears.
And now, oh, and the time machine is stopping now. And here we are.
Really, really squeaky brakes that time machine has.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
It's old.
And who knew a time machine needed brakes?
Yeah.
Yeah, and brake service, apparently.
And also,
Jesus.
Who knew time machines can get old? They're time machines.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they go...
Like, aren't they always new, or aren't they always old, or they're always both?
Oh. Oh.
Mind freak.
Yep.
So, we are in the month of October, or we were in the month of October. Mm-hmm. Arguably the best month of the year.
Nah.
Not arguably.
I would say so.
I would say not.
I would say so.
Not. I say not arguably because it is the best month of the year.
Okay, because other people would say Christmas, but...
No. I don't think Christmas is.
Okay, other people. Normal people.
Oh, Erica's favorite time of year is now because love is in the air.
Her favorite time of year is after work because she gets to nap.
That's true.
Yes, that's very true.
I imagine it's winter time because you get to use all of your fuzzy blankets and
exactly.
warm things.
Oh, so Christmas.
Erica's all about Christmas. She's known for her Christmas spirit.
January.
For her Christmas spirits.
Mm-hmm.
She has lots of many
lots
of them.
Sparrots.
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 Come over here, you sparrot batch.
Oh my God, are you the ghost of Christmas past? Blululu.
Oh my God.
Get in, loser. We're going haunting. So what I wanted to do was maybe tell a couple of spooky stories or talk about people's experiences that are considered unexplainable or spooky. But I like unexplainable better.
Unexplainable.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh.
But instead, I started thinking about all the things related to Halloween.
The ghost is at a concert.
Oh. Woo!
Woo!
You guys made that joke already, and that's a Halloween noise for sure. Like, people will back me up on that. That is definitely a Halloween noise.
What is?
Woo!
Oh, he went to a amusement park. He's on a roller coaster.
But in October,
or
so
it's an opera lady.
That's the exact joke you made
was
last
it?
Time. Yes.
Okay, it's an opera lady.
Opera ghost.
Oh, opera ghost is better. I'm an opera lady, just a regular one, but ghost version.
Well, it's an opera lady.
So why do ghosts 2.0. Keep their clothes? I don't get it.
Because otherwise,
their clothes died too.
Yeah. Yeah. Because they were buried with them.
Yeah.
It's whatever's in the box.
What's in the box? Their clothes.
So then the ghost come. Wait, but what
the
if
the ghost comes? Ghost comes all the time.
No,
so much.
No.
That's just
but
what
like,
they do.
Okay, but
it's
like,
not boo. It's ooh.
But like haunted houses and stuff.
Yeah.
Like
and
those
just
people
coming.
Just they just died in there.
Uh huh. Mm-hmm.
And like they didn't get buried, they just died. And
well, the house is the box in that instance. That's how you get Beauty and the Beast. You get a piano that walks.
Mm-hmm. Or a chandelier that wants to fuck anything.
Yeah.
Chandelier.
Mm-hmm.
Chandelier.
I thought he's a candelabra.
Oh, he's a candelabra. Never mind.
Both.
I thought, yeah.
Well, put him this
Clearly
way.
Clearly, you haven't met the chandelier.
Yeah, it was a kids movie. They didn't put him in that one. Yeah.
He's too pervy.
He's just up top, just just watching.
Why do you think it has so many arms?
Exactly.
Yeah, it's like tentacle porn.
Oh, man.
Jesus.
So, I started thinking of things that are related to Halloween and what the staples for this holiday are. Mm. There are spooky, spooky skeletons.
Spooky, scary. Yeah, I love that
song. Yeah.
Spooky, scary skeletons.
There's skeletons. There's ghostesses. There's pumpkins. Mm-hmm. I know people are going to hate that I say that. Pumpkins.
Pumpkin pie.
Pumpkin pie. That lady, Lily. Yeah.
I want the number to the pumpkin pie. Oh, that show was so awesome, great. Man, yeah.
And also, my topic for today.
Can vampires.
Close.
Mummies.
Werewolves.
Close.
Frankensteins.
Yes. No.
Oh.
Werewolves.
Okay, no.
Other vampires. I said werewolves vampires. Already.
Oh. It's wait. No, don't wait. Say it. Zombies.
Oh, fuck.
No.
Wait, okay, what else is there?
It rhymes with you
goose
bitches.
Goblins.
Witches.
Goose goblins.
Stitches.
Goose goblins.
Yeah. It is witches.
Ooh, witches.
Witches.
But which?
The witchiest witch of all.
So what I wanted to find out was when did...
Double, boil, and trouble. Something like that.
I don't know how that goes.
You never heard that?
I've heard it. I don't know how it goes.
Winifred Sanders.
Yeah.
It's in...
Book. Whoa, there you go. That's the one. Book. Oi, book.
Whoa.
Yeah, all right.
We better leave that in.
Yeah.
Freaking butch ass on a friend.
Oh, man.
Oh, Winifred. I was doing Wilfred Sanders. Oh. Yeah.
So what I was wondering was, when did the witch originate? Why was the witch so evil?
Which?
Exactly. Mm. I'll
in
tell you
Salem.
Which one. In Salem. Yep.
And her name was Sabrina.
Yep.
And she found out she was a witch in her teen years.
Because of her aunts.
Jeez.
It's a loud ass
car. Because her cousin Clarissa, who knew it all, told her.
I thought she'd explained it all.
Yeah, Clarissa explained it all.
Yeah.
Because she knew it all.
Because she knew it all.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Fuck.
Very true. And where did he or she go?
What do you mean?
To hell.
The witch.
I mean, obviously,
like,
to hell.
The witch.
Because this podcast is going to take a turn. We're going to go very religious.
Where did
the witch.
Go?
Clearly, she went to hell, Abraham.
The witch.
She was burned
and this
at
is
the
why.
Stake.
The witch.
She was burned.
She
burned,
burned the stake,
some stakes.
So she went to hell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She. Well, I mean... They were a bit, it's a bit of an exaggeration. She ordered it well done, and they were like, you're gone. Mm-hmm. Rightfully so.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's true. So, do you guys want to know where?
No.
All right, this report is over.
When were witches?
Not when
witches.
Were witches.
What?
Where the witch originated from.
Where the rich.
Massachusetts.
Where the rich originated.
Not location.
Land
not,
ownership.
Not
where? I don't know, like in the sky. What
like,
do you mean?
Like how people. Came
it's like which
to...
which came first, the witch,
or the warlock?
Or the warlock? There you go. Yeah. Well, I mean, clearly the warlock came because he's like, oh, yeah,
two pump chump over there.
Yeah. And then the witch.
Oh, like who called them? My ear just fell.
Your ear fell off.
Who called them witches? Is that
witches.
What you mean?
Yes. Who called them witches?
People. That were scared of them.
Mm, that's true.
The people, Catholic Church. Mm.
The witch.
I'll tell you guys who.
Please.
That's who.
King George.
Doctor Who?
Witches originally were midwives.
Oh.
Originally.
I thought they were apothecaries.
We all know what midwives are. Mm-hmm.
They deliver bebes.
They're storks. Storks are witches?
They deliver
yep.
bebes.
Oh my God. Bebes.
So they were the midwives. They were the healers. They were the extremely religious women who would help the community rather than have ill intent for anyone.
Nuns. Nuns are witches. I get it now.
Back in the day?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
that's why she's all about her book. It's the Bible.
If they were all super nunny and not
Nunya.
Serving Jesus
They're Nunya,
Christ.
Not nunny.
Nunya?
They're Nunya.
then yeah, they would probably be considered witches.
Witch.
Nun your magic and pass.
Yes.
You don't know ninja? Ninja magic.
Oh.
Yeah.
I wanted Pingy.
Why not?
You brought out this guy.
No. Not doing that.
So, the most common witch that people are familiar of is probably the satanic witch.
Mm-hmm.
Is there nothing to say about that?
Yeah, on the highway to heck.
Yeah. To heck. Also known as the Abrahamic witch.
Oh.
Yeah, I was like, oh, that makes so much sense.
It's you in a hammock.
It's me in a hammock.
Which is
or
which?
A this me sandwich.
Witch.
Oh.
An Abrahamic.
Oh, yeah.
This witch supposedly derived her powers from having a sexy relationship with the devil.
Oh, ooh, yeah. What? Okay. So it is the Sanderson.
I don't know who the Sanderson is.
Sanderson sisters.
Mm-hmm.
Sander sisters.
Sure.
I thought it was Sanderson.
It's
Sanderson.
The Sandy sisters. They live on the beach.
Yeah, Sandy. Yeah.
Yeah, them.
Okay.
And
yes.
I think it's Sanderson.
I think it is Sanderson.
It's Sanderson.
Samson?
Samson. Yeah. Samson. Swilly. Swally. Swanson.
Swami. So there's that type of witch, right? There's also the sword and shield high fantasy witch,
which is like the witch
in Lord of the Rings.
Yeah, that's hot.
That's hot. Is that a robot witch, Patrick?
Oh, the one that goes, all right, never mind. That one?
Yes, the one that says, that whispers to you that you poo-pooed.
Yeah. Every spell ends with poo-poo. Yeah. That's the secret ingredient.
I thought that was the one that was. I am Newt. Dead man's
the
thumb.
Key ingredient to this
is the poo-poo.
Oh, man. So
every soup has a very strong base.
Oh, wow. This is the type of witch that you see mostly in video games and tabletop games as well, like in Magic the Gathering.
Mm.
It's the same one, the sword and shield high fantasy witch. There's that type of witch.
High fantasy witch.
Mm-hmm.
Like an elf witch. Like an elven witch.
Yes. There's also the pagan witch, which is also known as the natural witch.
Ah, because she doesn't shave.
Yeah, she doesn't shave. This type of witch you've seen
She's rather musky and odoriferous.
It's the hippie witch.
That's a great word. Odoriferous. So this is the type of witch that you've seen in Midsommar. In Halloween.
If you want to hear about that, go to More on Movies. We're going to do that eventually because that movie is fucking crap. It's poo-poo.
It is poo-poo.
That movie
it's a
is
spell.
The base of soup.
And Halloween 3. Have you guys seen that?
No.
Halloween 3?
Well, yes, I have.
Do not. Please.
Is it like The Craft, the witches?
The witches? The witch-wiki?
The Craft.
Yeah,
witches?
There was a big robot that followed this bitch around.
I haven't seen The Craft, so I don't know. Are they natural, which is all about fucking Mother Earth?
How odiferous are they?
Wind, fire, and
I think
water.
That's a band.
It's Captain America.
I think. Yeah.
I think, yeah, that's my team.
That's Captain Planet, by the way, not Captain America.
Oh,
yeah, that's right.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Ooh. Wow.
Wow, you're not a planeteer.
Oh, I am not a planeteer.
Give me that ring back.
I don't have heart. Too much water.
Too much water, yeah.
That's what it is.
Not enough earth.
Not enough earth.
Oh, I even put down right here in my notes, after Halloween 3, wow, what a horrible movie that was.
Yeah, dude.
But
oh,
yeah,
my
please,
God.
Yeah, do not watch it.
Season of the Witch. It's
and
crap.
Then there's the plane.
There are masks that, like, turn kids into monsters and shit.
Ew.
Oh, you really haven't seen it?
What?
No, she hasn't seen
Halloween
it.
Halloween 3.
Bleh,
bleh?
No.
Yeah.
Yes, the number. Bleh, bleh.
Yeah.
Halloween blah, blah, blah. It's one syllable that I said, and you couldn't say it.
Yeah. I couldn't remember
Halloween,
it.
It's a number. It's like the, it's one of the top five numbers.
I couldn't remember it. You said three, and it's right after I said blah, blah.
Halloween, blah, 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 blah.
Oh man, I need to go.
So then,
camp.
There's also a plain generic witch, which has been used in Harry
in
Potter.
Planes?
Yes, in planes. It's a witch that flies.
Specifically. That's where they
it's
get
a pilot
the,
witch.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a pilot witch.
Fuck her broom.
Yep. She's collecting those miles, man. That's what it's about.
It's the witches you've seen in Harry Potter, The Wizard Ooh. Of Oz, Halloween
no, no, no.
Town.
Harry Potter.
Oh, yeah. Harry Potter. Wizard of Oz. How do you say that? There's no accent there? And Halloween Town.
I haven't seen Halloween Town.
I've never seen that movie either, but I want to because it's like
supposed to be a thing.
I think I've seen it when I was a child.
What were you going to say? That next word was going to start with a G. I saw that.
When I was a child.
I was going to say when I was a young girl child.
A young girl child. Because I'm human and all that.
Really very different
my,
now.
Nothing so to my brain was like, nope.
Nothing to be suspicious
okay, there you
about.
Go.
I'm an old man adult now. stuff like that where they're not really tied to the devil and it's not really explained where they get their power from.
Running with the devil. That one?
Mm-hmm.
They're running with them?
It's
they're running
energy.
With them.
Mm-hmm. I think that might be the Earth Witch. You're talking about
the Earth Witch.
I thought she gets it from the Earth.
No.
The Earth and the energy.
He takes the devil is known for drinking 5-hour energy. That's what she's talking about.
Ah,
yeah.
So she takes the energy?
It's 6-hour energy.
Six.
And he takes 3 of them at a time. So, you know.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
But you know 7's the key number, though.
7 is the key number. The devil's, he's trying
to
get there.
Then it's 15-hour energy.
Okay. Not 6.
3 of
no.
them at a time. I thought you said it's 5-hour energy.
No, I said it's 6-hour energy, and he takes 3 of them at a time. Which is how many, Erica?
Nine.
All right, good. You got it.
Never wrong if I say that number. That's her Kevin's magic number. So, witches were always the people you'd go to back in the day when you felt sick or when the town wanted to send praise to the different gods that they worship for the rains, for the harvest, all those types of different
things.
Then
they're like, 7 hells.
No.
No, that's not that.
For the rains, for the harvest.
7 hells.
For the 7 hells.
Yeah, you know.
One of those clearly.
Hell 8, rain. Hell 9, harvest.
Oh, man. I'm waiting for the crunch.
Because she already. She's like the chandelier.
And you have to wait until we're recording to start it.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, let's pause there. I'll edit this out. I'm going to get some wine.
All right.
Oh, see? We didn't pause anyway.
Shut up.
We weren't going to pause anyway. So back to the episode.
And action.
Bah. Sure.
We need a click-clack.
Clickety-clack and action.
She's the clicky clack girl and the director?
Mm-hmm.
All right, cool.
There we go. Found it. So, they were also known as the Wise Ones and were usually living on the outskirts of town alone, but never seen as anything bad.
The outskirts, because the ladies.
Yeah, exactly. They weren't the out pants of town. That was until
the out rights
Inquisition.
To vote.
It would be the out trousers.
The out trousers. Oh, that's right.
Mm.
That's very right. Mm-hmm. Whoa. Careful with that.
Yeah.
Oh, come on.
I would use that word, Patrick.
Wow, dude. No. All right. I'm cutting that. Cutting that for sure. But that's.
No, I know.
Yeah,
that's,
you know. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Carry on.
Whoa.
That's a word.
Whoa.
People still use it.
Hey, man.
But that was until the Inquisition started.
The Inquisition.
The Inquisition. In 1250.
Have you seen History of the World?
Have you been inquisized?
Yes, I have been inquisized in History of the World.
Nice.
Yeah. Good movie. Part one. I'm still waiting for part two.
Fucking A.
History of the World. What?
Mm-hmm. Well, we'll watch it one day. It's an excellent movie.
You haven't seen it?
Where is it at?
On TV.
Yeah.
Oh.
On the big screen.
Mm.
The silver screen.
Silver. Got it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good movie. Old movie, but good movie. Great movie.
Great movie.
Mel Brooks. That's all you need to know.
Yeah, Mel Brooks movie.
Okay.
Great movie. And if you want to watch an episode with us.
No, we can't do comedy, dude.
Well, I mean, we could just watch it.
Mel, it's a silent, it's just a let's play of us watching.
Yeah. Why not? We can.
Fair enough. I want to do commentaries on more on movies, man. That's we'll what I really want to do.
I feel like we'll figure it out. We'll figure it out. We'll find
out.
A way.
We'll find a way
to do comedies. Because exactly. That's like, well, I don't know about yours. Yours is like B movies and stuff. That's like your main category to go to.
Yeah.
Mine is comedy. I love watching all kinds of comedies and chick flicks. Yeah, that sums me up. Yeah. Comedy and chick flicks.
Yeah, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
1250.
Mm-hmm.
And clicky clack action.
And action.
And action clicky clack.
An estimated, this is a bad estimate, 35 to 100,000.
Whoa.
Yeah,
whoa.
It's a very bad. Yeah.
Oh my God.
That's the info I got.
And some number.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just go. Say your number.
42,000.
No, your number.
Blah, blah,
blah. Blah, blah.
There we go. That amount of people. Thousands.
Yeah, blah, blah, to blah, blah.
Executions were carried out from all the accusations.
35.
And
nobody thinks it was 35.
Accused.
35 to 100,000.
Nobody thinks it was 35, though. I mean,
well,
come on.
Well, you think that. You think that. Okay, you're talking about here in the U.S.
No, I'm talking about nobody thinks it's, well, maybe 30, 40 people. Nobody says that.
Yeah.
Like, witches and executions, because, like, okay, when I think witches, I think murder.
Yeah.
Like, that's, they go hand in hand.
Yeah.
Like, before black cats and brooms and all of that, it's witches.
So you think it's way
murder.
Higher.
Nobody is, like, maybe 40 people.
Yeah.
Like, that's not.
No,
like,
no. This is 35 to 100,000. 35,000 to 100,000.
No, I understand.
Oh, okay. I thought you were saying 35.
No, I was being ridiculous. I was being facetious with my.
No.
Yeah.
Don't
because,
do
you know, because it's a comedy this podcast.
About,
so
it's not. It's not. We can't do that. We're no Mel Brooks.
I agree. We cannot do that.
Yeah.
But we try very
we
hard.
Try, yeah.
Yeah.
We give it the good old college try, right?
Yeah, we do. Mm-hmm.
To get all together, all combined, we have like a year of college. So.
Who has the most college here? I never went.
Oh, Jesus.
I
you do.
Contribute zero years to it.
You do, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I went to private nursing school.
Okay. I said college.
Well, then I do.
I went to Mount Sac and Citrus.
I mean, I've been there too.
For how long?
I worked there like a month ago.
I went to Mount Sac for physical therapy.
For how long?
For
which was the question?
About.
I don't know, until I got better.
Mm-hmm. All right, two semesters. You got me beat. You're the smart one.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I'm the
smart one.
You're the educated,
learned
one. We're fucked.
So. Witchcraft was never looked at as something bad before, but it was used in the mainstream to torture and kill many innocent people. What was?
Define innocent. Witchcraft was.
This is your report.
I know, this is my report, and I'm the one asking the questions now. Huh. Weird. What did you say? You asked something.
You said this.
And I didn't understand my
mainstream.
Own question.
I didn't say mainstream. Not I said witchcraft, because you said what was.
Okay.
And I said witchcraft.
Okay.
I am confusion.
Witchcraft was now labeled as evil and had a devil worshipping connotation to it.
Yeah.
Because of the Inquisition. Those sons of bitches. So, who changed the meaning of witchcraft? Some reports say that it was due to the stupid. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not Catholic, but it says the Catholics. That's why I was like, I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Oh, no, wait. I am.
Yes, you are Catholic.
I was raised. Okay, no. I'm not Catholic. I was raised Catholic. There we go.
Okay.
Clear that up. Yeah, it was
I
us.
Am what I am.
So, some reports say that it was due to the Catholics with their expanding
reach.
Is
this Popeye singing?
No.
I am what I am, and I be what I be.
I do what I want. Charmed. Those were witches.
That's not your fake laugh. That's Popeye laughing.
Yeah, that's Popeye.
No, that's
you're doing Popeye.
Oh, yeah, it was due to the Catholics and their expanding reach in their first 1,000 years of existence. Yes, they reached like that.
Mm-hmm.
They incorporated practitioners of different pagan religions, and a lot of these small towns still held on to doing things their way. As
you can go your own way.
Whose way?
That's exactly their, that was their theme.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes, that was.
Oh.
As was tradition, well after joining the church, the small town still had their rituals, but instead of worshiping other gods, for their rain and for their harvest. They instead
and the nine hells
and oh
seven hells,
seven hells,
seven hells. Seven well, hells. Nine if you add rain and harvest. So
oh, okay, but it's but you're it's because you're extremely religious.
Exactly,
though.
Extremely. Yeah. I also
regular
clouds
do seven
and sunshine.
Clouds and sunshine.
Those are the hells.
Okay,
nine hells.
Nine.
Yeah. What about wind?
Dude, that's a lot of hells.
Don't be ridiculous. You can't see the wind.
Okay.
Yeah.
So instead of worshiping their gods, they now worship Mare.
My gods. Mare? Mary?
a mare. A singular female horse.
What yes. did you say?
This.
Wait. What?
Oh, mighty mare.
What did you say before I interrupted you so that I couldn't hear what you actually said?
You said mare, right?
I didn't
or
say
hair.
Mare.
Is this going to be a good year? What does bledderly mean? What does bledderly mean?
They worship poop.
They started worshiping Mary. Okay.
Oh, Mary.
Yeah. Oh,
Mary.
That Mary.
That Mary. Oh, Mary. Oh. Why did you say so?
I was like, Mary. Who's Mary? Merida?
The mayor of Witchtown. Yep.
Oh, fuck.
Magic. Magic wasn't seen as a heretical. Yeah.
Heretical?
As heretical until now.
Heretical?
Oh, heretic.
Heretical.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
It's supposed to be evil.
I've never heard the word heretical.
Heretical?
I like it.
Yeah. I Googled it because I was like,
yeah, that's why.
What does it mean? Yeah. It means
heretical.
Evil.
Based on heretic.
Heretical.
So against the church.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was never.
Or against God, not against the church, even though it's against the church because.
Yeah. So it wasn't seen as heretical until now.
You're right. Tear me down for attacking the church, Erica.
How dare you? Because
I know how religious you are.
Very. Very religion.
Mm-hmm. Very
religion. Very religions. Yeah, that's how religious she is. She has to practice many religions.
Yeah, you know the first mare. One.
Okay. Rabbit.
We worship mare. We worship.
Mm-hmm.
The
winds, because you've mentioned them
the
multiple
winds
times.
And
yeah.
The skies and the.
Yeah, go ahead and say heavens because you were going to say that. Yeah. Yeah, those are all of them, though.
Yeah.
Is this guy just going
up
and down?
I don't know what this
forth.
Asshole's about.
I'm gonna throw things
he
at
does
him.
This all the time. He's one of the dudes banging the neighbor, and so he just rolls up every now and then. And then they fight in front of my window.
Oh, so they're probably, like, he's like angry. He's like, I'm here.
Yeah, I'm going to drive away all fast because I'm going to kill myself.
Because I got a big dick.
Yeah.
But it's small.
But it's very
oh, I didn't get that.
No, yeah, that's yeah, that's what that is. Yeah. That's why I drive a hybrid.
Don't need to prove anything.
Need all that extra torque to carry that dick.
Oh my god!
You should leave those guys alone, Patrick.
I should. There's so many of them. I mean, they need rides, you know.
Oh no, I lost my page.
Okay, so they worship Mary.
Yes, they worship Mary, and it's now looked at. As an evil thing.
Worshipping Mary?
No. No. Witchcraft.
Oh, witchcraft.
Oh.
Witchcraft.
Like, Mary's
no, evil. Because I said magic wasn't seen as heretical until now. And then you guys started.
Oh.
So that's the
okay.
evil thing.
That's
not Mary.
I the see. Confusion happened.
That makes some sense.
Yeah, until now. And that was to rule out heretics that threatened the existence of the future church.
Because it's the highest heresy.
The future church.
Mm-hmm.
Like time travelers.
Time travelers.
Oh, blah, 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 blah. Wait, no.
Mm-mm. The putties are back.
Yeah.
Boop, 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 boop.
The robots are back. Oh.
Oh.
Oh. Oh. All right, let's stay here.
Oh, I forgot
yeah.
how it goes.
Thank you for that.
In the first 1,300 years of the church, witches weren't seen as a major part of the church, and there was only 13 instances that witches...
1,300? 13 instances?
Just one, three.
No, 1,300. You said 1,300 years to 1,300 instances.
No, no, no.
Coincidence?
1,300 instances.
1,300
years,
to 13 instances. Coincidence?
I think not.
Probably. Let's ask the mayor. consult the mayor. After, no, not the bull. Excuse me, bull. Step aside. Cow, you as well. Oh, come is mayor. Is that you, mayor? Oh. No, no, not tiny car.
So there was only 13 instances that witches were referenced in the Bible, and they weren't gender-based either, because men can be witches too.
Yeah,
yeah, they can. Non-binary. They're real petty.
What a witch.
What a witch.
Yeah.
Because witchcraft wasn't seen as part of the Catholic religion, those who were punished were done so under civil law.
They were dunzos. When they put the hats on them, that's where the pointy hats came from. Look at this fucking dunzo. She's like, come on, guys.
Is that what you said? Dunzo?
I used to be part of the church.
So.
Oh, dun.
Yeah.
So.
Come here, fucking.
Do I have to add long pauses in between the
Not
words?
Not long, but like pause.
I'm gonna hang out over here.
Dun
so. Just me and my cat.
You said dunzo.
Leave me alone.
Leave me alone. God. I'm fucking. I need some poo poo for you guys.
So they were punished under civil law, not. Oh wow, this is a long word I wrote.
Spell it out.
E C C L E S I A S T I C A L. Would you like more letters?
Existential.
I need to see it. It's
hold
not existential. There's what?
You don't know. What is
ecclistical?
Ecclesiastical.
Ecclesiastical?
Ecclesiastical.
Equitestical.
They were.
Is when they both hang evenly.
They were not. Yeah, yeah. And not
egotistical.
Not under that law. That starts with an E.
I see. Regular.
Canon law, which is church law, so that they couldn't
be
tried.
But it's hard to tell what's canon because they did 4, 5, 6. Then 1, 2, 3.
Church 4, 5, 6.
Church 4, 5, 6. Pope 4, 5, 6. Then Pope 1, 2, 3. So it's difficult. I mean, define canon.
Church 4, 5, 6. So canon law, which is church law. What does it say right here?
It's canon law.
Yeah.
They put you in front of a cannon and fire it. If it hits you, you're guilty.
Oh.
If it misses you, you're also guilty. But they take your land.
I weirdly like that one. Yeah. So they were never able to be tried for heresy, which was punishable by death at the time.
Mm.
Yeah, so they couldn't kill the witches because they wouldn't be able to.
Well, because
to,
they're witches.
Yeah, because they're witches too. They'd fly away on their brooms or throw poo-poo at people or
with
whatever.
With a pumpkin.
With a pumpkin.
Yeah.
With a pumpkin pie.
With a pumpkin pie.
So magic was divided up into two parts. There was white magic and black magic.
Mm.
Oh.
White magic wasn't illegal, but if you were to
And there was also dance magic. Dance, magic, dance. No?
I don't know.
Nobody? No.
No.
Dance, magic, dance.
All right, fine. Forget it then.
Was that a song?
That was a song.
I've never heard that
Labyrinth.
Song. I just know.
A Bowie song?
It's a Bowie song.
Oh, I'm surprised I don't know it now.
It's from Labyrinth. Yeah.
Oh, poor
I'll
Bowie.
I'll just sit here by my lonesome.
With Bowie Ghost. Oh. I'm sure he's celebrating.
He's with me.
No, he would be going, bah.
Bah.
Because he doesn't say words normally for some
true,
reason.
Yeah.
He says dance.
It was dance
you
magic.
You dance a dance class.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I dance a dance class.
So white magic wasn't illegal, but if you were to use white magic and something went wrong, then you would be asked out because you were about to be tried as a black magic practitioner.
What if
as
your magic
a black
has
magic
no color?
Woman. No, that didn't exist until like the 60s.
Oh.
What didn't I couldn't hear.
What if your magic has no color?
Oh.
I feel like that was a solid joke. All right. Yeah. Okay. I'm leaving that in.
So I just think it's kind of BS how you can try to help someone with your so-called magic, and then things don't go as planned. And let's say you just...
But, dude, okay.
That's
like the
Good Samaritan law.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Yeah, no, yeah,
it's
it
pretty
is.
Pretty much that.
Because, yeah. But look at science. Like, if they're like, oh, yeah, herbs...
You pronounced it wrong. Skyans.
Look at Skyans.
Yeah.
If they're... Oh, that is that what you believe in? Not sky? Skyans?
Skyans.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm. Skyology.
Who are you that is so learned in the ways of Skyans? but, okay. So... You know herbs and shit, and you're like,
no,
oh,
what?
This fucking elderberry will help your headache and shit.
Herbs.
Herbs, that's right.
It's Skyans. It's herbs.
Yeah, that sucks.
Colonel.
It's Colonel, too.
But yeah, so you know your herbs. You know what helps what.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then you're like, oh, I'm gonna cure your fucking headache that you've had for 40 years. Mm-hmm. We were just talking about this.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to have headaches and toothaches all the time. I'm going to cure your headache, and now you're going to burn me at the stake or plunge me in water or fucking press me, you know? Like,
and that was legal back then.
And I'm fucked now. Yeah. And you took my land and my cows.
And my mare.
And my herds.
And you've... No, not the mare. They can't take the mare from me. That's when they're placing stones upon me.
That's their hallelujah. That's
my last word.
I'm sorry, sir. How do you spell that?
Sounds like a very loose fart.
But yeah, that was totally legal. You try to help somebody, and then things go sideways, as they say, and now you're tried for
because you
black
put
magic.
Sideways.
Oh, you should have done it just right side up originally.
Yep.
Now
people
try
and get fancy with it.
Yeah, they don't. Yeah. Not
stick
just
to the same moves.
You don't need all reliable.
You don't need to give it the old college try.
But yeah, so like,
I mean, I would say give it the college try because college is all about experimenting.
It's all
so,
about
I mean,
trying.
Let's have a little fun, you know.
Well,
this way, that way, which way?
Which?
So let's say that you went to somebody to go fix your headaches, right? Mm-hmm. And the things didn't go as planned and you got better, but then you go back home.
It's like that.
And
oh,
your horse
died. You got ghosts in your blood. You better do cocaine about
it. Yeah.
And
exactly.
Your horse died?
And yeah, let's say your horse died.
Which horse?
Mare.
And let's say your horse died. They can just say, yep, that was black magic. So,
because they exchanged the souls.
They can honestly use that as an argument.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, like the old lady or old man over there in the woods, since she's in the out pants of
town.
Well,
okay. Why is she in the
woods?
In the woods.
I don't know, because that's how I imagine witches living in the woods.
All right.
Yeah, into the woods.
Living in the woods in a gingerbread house.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, she eats kids.
She's living in a white bread house, though, because it's white magic. So.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
So oh, but no. She did a little bit of both. That's
so
why it's gingerbread
magic?
Brown.
Ah, wheat bread.
Wheat bread house.
So then black magic, that's just
in a
12
grain house.
That's one of those natural witches.
Oh, natural is 12 grain, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. They would say stuff like that they swapped the souls or whatever, or that she focused... her beam of magic and shot the horse or something. It's
oh shit!
But it's like, it's the witch's fault.
She used
the
hyper
point.
Beam.
Yeah, exactly.
Fuck.
It's like if it wasn't for the witch, you would have died. And what of your mare then?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, that was a possibility back then.
Mm-hmm.
They are so dumb.
Yep. So the first major incident that led to the Burning Times, which is what they called them.
I like the New York Times. Exactly. It's just a big, long paper of witch names.
And it can never be turned off. It's constantly burning, so you got to read quick.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Hoof.
No, not hoof.
No.
So the Burning Times came in the form of Alexander the
Hamilton.
Fourth.
Go on.
Sorry.
No, go.
No.
Do
okay.
do a little number.
No.
Why not?
Because you both looked at me.
Yeah, because we're waiting for the number.
Yeah, I expected more than that. I thought there would be a song about
Hamilton.
A Hamilton song about witches.
Yeah, you can do a song and I'll walk away and you can sing until I'll be back.
No, it's okay.
Oh. They added a little flair into T2. Oh, this is the stage production of T2. And I'm a Terminator.
I shan't be back.
So, Alexander the Fourth, not Hamilton, the Fourth. Mm. That was his last name, the Fourth. In 1258, in which he declared that the Inquisition. Oh, wow. I wrote this weird. Which he declared that Inquisition of heresy crime involving magic should be tried under local authorities unless they had proof that manifest heresy was involved in the crime, like praying to false idols,
I
consulting
bought a charger
with demons.
That had instructions like this.
It told you about laws and heresy.
Exactly. And if the heresy of negative is bad, unplug, replug, good.
No more bad.
No more bad.
So, praying to false idols and consulting with demons and offering.
Offering, but from the south.
That's another weird word. These words are going to be really, really hard to pronounce and stuff.
So weird.
They're going to be so weird.
So weird.
Just because I'm trying to use the words that they use.
Yeah, yeah.
And we don't speak like that anymore.
Offerance
so.
And penance.
Offerance
and shant, yep.
So before
and
this.
Poo-poo.
And
half. And
poo-poo, yeah. Before this, women actually held more of a prominent role in society than we like to imagine.
We
Patrick.
Like to imagine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what we went. Then we like to imagine, Patrick.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah.
That's why so early
See, that's
on.
That's why I think woman should be the sole breadwinner. Because, I mean.
She should win all the souls?
I'm not going to make the sandwiches. But
oh, wow.
Eh? Eh? Yeah.
Wow. Oh, that was a good one. I didn't see that one coming.
Soul bread. Got it.
So that's why so early on, all of the gods.
All of them?
All of the gods.
How many?
All of them.
How many gods are there, Erica?
12.
Plus?
4.
Ooh.
Divided by?
2.
So how many is that?
8.
Hey, all right.
Were you doing math in your head the whole time? You're like, oh shit, oh shit, oh shit. 12?
No, she made sure to use the numbers that she knew.
Yeah.
That's why. Also, 12 times 12, 144. Got it. Look at me, I'm a genius. Got
fast,
it.
Fast.
I know.
Like that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, you know how, okay, back in the day, when I was a little kid, we were learning our times tables and shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
Every time. Okay.
Every time.
7 times 7. Me, I was like, oh, easy. Cartoon Network.
Yeah, all right.
Always remembered it by that. Yeah, Cartoon fucking network. I think that comes up in every episode.
And then I grew up to drink 7 and 7s. It makes sense. Oh.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. they would pray to where...
All the gods.
All the gods.
All
of them.
The gods.
Every single one of them.
All 8 of them.
All 8 of them.
No, yeah. Like,
yeah, Mildred.
Early on, all of the gods that they prayed to were women.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Athena.
Like Mother
Aphrodite.
Earth.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Continue.
Appalachia.
The Appalachian Trail, yeah.
No. In England, for instance, women had stronger laws protecting their inheritance than men did. Because they...
Their dowries.
They were, their what? Their dowries?
No. Not their... Oh, never mind. My joke fell apart immediately. Like, upon conception. Yeah.
These women that still practice their natural healing and other white magic... were still gathering, but under the cover of darkness, and traded wisdom of the old ways amongst each other. Mm. It just looked bad, even if you weren't trying to sacrifice someone's baby or cast a spell on someone. Just because you're
But especially
hiding.
If you were trying to sacrifice
then,
babies.
Yeah, it might look a little bad.
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
I mean, how many babies are you trying to get rid of?
All of them.
If it's all of them, yeah, that looks bad.
That's very bad.
If half? You were like,
okay. Yeah. I, like, I get what Thanos was about.
We've met that baby. We get it.
Yeah.
But yeah, the people of Europe were getting tired of what was viewed as relaxed actions to these supposed witches practicing their devil sexy time powers.
Oh.
Mm. Brown chicken, brown cow.
Mm-hmm. That wasn't
brown, brown mare.
Brown mare.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, that's the works.
Yeah, it does.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That was until one day in France, the suspected witch Joan of Arc was burned at the stake.
I want to do a report on Joan of Arc.
You should.
Yeah.
You should, Mila Jovovich.
This is what began the burning times.
Mm.
Oh, she was burned at the stake.
Hey, spoilers for my report. Never mind. There, that's the report. Fucking forget it. There you go. Crispy bitch. Done.
Crispy bitch.
Sorry, I meant witch. I meant witch. Oh, man. After that, people... After that, the people, the church, and the witch hunters would use that
thing. The wardrobe.
Yes, the wardrobe. After, witch hunters would use a famous book that outlines how to look for and properly kill witches known as the Hammer of Witches, or as you guys might have heard of.
How to Kill a Witch for Dummies.
Malus Maleficarum.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, the Malus Maleficarum.
Yeah.
The Harbulary Berries.
Berries? Not the batteries?
No,
the berries?
Harbulary Berries.
The Harbulary Berries. Ah, I see.
But yeah, I like that name. It just sounds cool.
Malus Maleficarum.
Maleficarum.
Malus Maleficarum.
Malus Maleficarum.
Malus Maleficarum. Wait, what?
It had the nickname of the Witch Hunter's Bible.
Yeah.
Malus Maleficarum.
The Malus Maleficarum.
Malus Maleficarum.
Mm-hmm.
There we go. Got it.
So it was written by Heinrich Kramer.
Ew.
Ah, from Seinfeld.
A German churchman and member of the Inquisition.
Oh, he's German?
He's German.
What?
Yeah.
What was he thinking about?
Witches.
Witches?
It was... Okay, this is how fucking crazy this was. It was the second most circulated book in the world for roughly 300 years.
Mm-hmm. What was the first? The
second,
Bible.
Only second to what other book you think?
The Bible.
I wrote that.
The Bible.
Harry Potter and the Chamber of Secrets.
Oh, I knew it.
That makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's a good book.
50 Shades, you know.
Green Eggs and Ham.
You would.
Green Eggs and Ham, yeah. Mm-hmm.
How's it go? What's that about?
Green Eggs and Ham.
No, it's not.
And what else?
It's about the story of poor Sam-I-Am, who's hounded by this piece of shit who wants to feed him rotten eggs and ham.
Sam-I-Am, I give you green eggs and ham. No, I don't.
Can we now
ham.
Bam, bam, bam?
Nice.
That's just one. Bing, bing, bing.
Yeah.
I don't want relationship.
So this book, the
Which
Malus,
the Bible.
Maleficarum. Maleficarum.
Malus Maleficarum.
It is aggressively misogynistic.
Ah, so it teaches you, like, you have a backache, you massage this area. Toothache, massage this area.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, it's like the pressure points.
Yeah,
yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Massaging.
Like your head hurts, yeah. Bottom of your foot.
Aromatherapy and misogyny. That's what everyone means.
Misogyny, yeah.
At one point the book says, what else, this is a quote directly from the book,
right.
What else is a woman but a foe to friendship? An inescapable punishment, a necessary evil, a natural temptation, a desirable calamity, a domestic danger, an evil of nature painted in her fair colors.
Okay, and when do we get to the quote, not just your personal beliefs, Abraham?
I personally do not find that offensive.
So this dude, Kramer,
I mean,
I would love for somebody to say that about me.
They have some points, okay? But
mm-hmm.
Yeah, this dude, Heinrich Kramer.
Who heard him?
He had some,
I mean,
some
a woman,
real mommy
obviously,
issues.
Obviously, yeah. A woman.
Was he the first serial killer?
I don't know.
Because usually serial killers have mommy issues.
Well, he wrote about serial killing.
I did write down right here. He wasn't loved enough.
Yeah, fuck, dude.
Yeah, now he's taking it out on all women by having them burned at the stake. Not cool, guy. Not cool. This is all information to me. I don't remember writing any of this.
Yeah, right. This is all information. It's information to us, too.
Yeah.
But I imagine it's new to you.
Yeah, very new. Very new. Since the creation of the book...
Which book?
The Malus Maleficarium.
Wait, aquarium? Wait,
whatever. It's the book, but in an aquarium.
Try and read it underwater. But the water has bleach, so it burns. Ah.
And then there's fire.
But you have to because there's pee-pee in there.
And poo-poo.
And poo- no, not poo-poo. It's a, this is anti-witch. No,
it has to be poo-poo.
So since the creation of the book,
she put a spell on you, you.
And your poo-poo.
No. Oh. Oh, no.
Since the creation, the witches time. Were put to death. The witches that were put to death were exclusively women, although it started out with both sexes being accused of witchcraft. Hmm. So at first it was like, yeah, you guys are witches, blah, blah, blah. And then later on it kind of
focused more on women. Would be a
Mitch.
Witcho?
A witcho, yeah. Now that's a Mexican witch.
Oh, yeah. Exactly, yeah.
An El Witcho.
Oh, yeah, El Witcho.
I knew a guy named El Witcho.
That's a warlock, right?
Yep. So Heinrich was a learned man that was appointed to the Inquisition and used his status and learnedness to invoke his beliefs into law. He had gained a high command in the church and only answered to the Archbishop of Salzburg.
Canterbury.
Steak, I put.
Salzburg. Steak.
Salzburg. Steak.
What was his name?
I don't know. But the Pope and God.
Tom.
You want to know God's name? Is God.
Jehovah.
So only three people he answers to.
God, the Pope.
Salisbury Steak.
Salisbury Steak.
God.
Pope and God.
And the mayor.
And the mayor.
The mayor.
Four. And five. And the mayor.
That's what? People. Only three people he answers to. Obviously, yeah, he has to answer to the mayor.
Oh, yeah. True. Because then.
His primary weapon was the reading from Exodus.
Was the hammer of witches. Yeah. Wouldn't it be the hammer
it was reading.
For witches? Or like, is it the witch's hammer? Like, is it their hammer? And
no idea. You have
is,
to
or is it
to
the
Heinrich.
Witches, or is it the hammer to use on the witches?
Is it like adamantium, where like only adamantium can cut adamantium? Like only a witch's
or is
hammer?
Or like Thor's hammer, where
or like
only
Mjolnir.
He can
Mjolnir.
Wield
Mjolnir.
That Bible.
Mjolnir? Yeah. Only they can pick up that hammer.
Yeah. If you can't pick up that Bible,
oh
you're a witch.
God, the hammer.
Oh,
pulled
shit.
You off.
And it's just a book made of lead.
Yeah.
Also, if this book poisons you, you're a witch.
You're a witch.
But if no.
Pick it up. Hold on. Let me take a couple steps back.
Pick it up.
But if it didn't poison you, then you're not a witch?
No, still a witch because you fought the poison
because
off
you really wanted that book.
So regardless, you're
you'll
a
find
witch.
Out. You'll find out. In some of these trials, yes.
Yeah,
regardless,
it's exactly
you're a witch.
That, yeah.
Mother
no
bitch.
Matter what.
There's you don't have a say about it.
Yeah.
I'll just fucking kill myself.
That's what witches do.
So his primary weapon was a reading from Exodus 22:18 that read, "Thou shalt not suffer a witch to live." That was his main ammunition for all the fucked up stuff he did. Mm-hmm. Just that quote.
Thou shalt not
suffer a witch to live.
Mm-hmm. Thou shalt not suffer a witch to live.
I won't.
Thou shalt not suffer a witch to live.
I will.
Is my ammunition hurting you guys?
Mm-hmm. You didn't say poo-poo, so it's not a spell. Not too late.
Not too late.
Poo-poo.
Ah, you got me.
Ah, my poo-poo.
No, my poo-poo.
That's such a funny word.
So Kramer.
I told you it's going to be butts and farts.
Yeah, you did.
Kramer was so disliked in the communities that one day he was walking down the street singing.
Do a dee 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 dum dee dee do.
Poo.
Poo. Poo.
One day he was walking down the street and a woman came up and spit in his face.
Wait, this is the witch hammer guy.
Yes.
Puh, stupid.
Okay. Yes, this is
stupid American.
Stupid American. Puh.
Yeah.
And stupid witch man.
Exactly. Yep. They're in France.
Yeah.
And the woman said, "Fie on you, you bad monk.
Fie on you, you bad monk.
May the falling evil take you.
May the falling take you." Puh.
Of course, he got his revenge by claiming she was a witch.
You're a witch, you
Not
bitch.
Only her, but also 13 other citizens were arrested soon after that incident
what?
For not attending his mandatory sermons.
He went on a fucking rampage, man.
Yeah, he did.
He is a serial killer.
Yeah. She was not an average woman, though.
Oh.
He fucked with the wrong guy. With the wrong guy. That's not a guy. Yeah. He fucked with the wrong woman.
That's why she wasn't an average woman.
Fucked with the wrong witch.
He fucked with the wrong woman that day. She was married to a man named Sebastian, who was a burger.
And oh, shit.
Oh, he's a burger?
He's a burger. That's we a have burger. Salisbury steak and burgers in this.
Oh, fuck.
I'm getting Sebastian. Very hungry now. But yes,
Hastings?
He was a burger. That's why she wasn't normal. She loved a hamburger.
I love that you're laughing at your own joke, you fucking idiot.
Because it's just read it. Oh my god.
Oh god damn.
You fucking dumb shit. That's my,
we should do reports like this more often.
Write them months ago and then read them.
Oh fuck.
Just so we see how hilarious we think we are. Oh my god. No, I do though. When I do the same shit. When I listen back to my episodes, I'm like, oh, that's fucking funny.
Oh man. So he was a member of the wealthy Borghausee.
Oh shit.
Yeah. Her arrest gathered the attention of the bishop, who had jurisdiction over Ennsberg and attended her trial. The bishop thought the way Kramer would use torture to gain confessions out of people wasn't right, and saw that Kramer would often he would often falsify statement to match his argument better. Oh yeah, okay. To match his argument better. And he would be gaslighting people.
Gaslight.
What's gaslighting?
Gaslight.
What's gaslighting?
Oh, I thought you were asking her because you pointed to her.
No, I'm pointing at the Oreos.
Oh, okay.
Oh, he's going to eat on Mike.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm
I am frowned upon doing, he will
fie
do.
On you.
I frown upon you.
Because I am a woman and you're a man. Here,
I do not
take
suffer
it,
you to eat.
Maleficent melicutchery.
With my coochie plate.
Plate. Put that coochie plate away.
I will not.
Okay, I'm going to pee then.
Stop, that's right, I'll cook him.
I guess.
Welcome back.
So what's gaslighting, you say, Patrick?
What is gaslighting?
Gaslight.
That's when you...
light farts on fire.
Exactly. Nice. Like in Dumb and Dumber.
Like Floyd, yeah.
Right in the middle. Pedal. Anytime anyone would accuse him of anything, he'd just lay down on his back, lift his legs up, and...
Nice. Very nice.
Now, it's when you're manipulating people.
Oh, okay.
It's a fancy way of saying manipulation.
Really? Gaslight?
Really gaslight.
Oh, my God. That could be like our new word. Like lit.
Yep.
And
that's what it
means. Like crack?
Fire, like crack.
Crack? Like how, like me?
Yeah, like you.
Dude, there was one night we were playing Warzone.
Oh god.
That night
that was the worst.
That night that I sent out the invite.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. You're saying it's the worst. Was I not though? I had a really good night. I was playing really well. Mm-hmm. Like very well. And I asked her, I said, I'm very what's that one word you say? Cracked right now, and all night I kept on saying I'm cracked.
Yeah.
And I went, every time I'd shoot someone, break shields, I'd go, oh, they're cracked too, but not the same way I am.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
I was being
and then
very
he's
annoying.
Like what am I?
But
he wouldn't pick me up when I went down until I said he was cracked.
I'd rather die.
What? It was I'm just slowly going.
I'd give up and just I'm good. I got gulag.
I did not.
But in my defense, I saved you.
What am
times.
I right now? Looking for $4,000 is what you're fucking doing now.
Oh man, that was funny.
It was not.
It was to me. So, Gulser.
Gallstones?
Mm-hmm. No, Gulser.
Gallbladder.
Gulser.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Gulser.
Ryan.
Was the bishop.
Gulser.
He was the one that was in court watching this dude not be cool with everyone else going, hey, dude, you're fucking gaslighting people. I don't like that you're doing that.
Mm.
Bishop said that.
Bishop Gulser? Is that his?
Bishop Gulser.
Bishop Ryan Gulser.
Yeah. And he had had enough of this.
I've had enough, is what he said.
Because I'm a bishop and I have that power. God told me.
Yeah.
And he ended the trials against the orders of the Pope. He was like, jog on, Pope. You
Ooh,
too.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Which Pope is this? Which Pope?
Which Pope.
The ultimate.
Yes, yeah.
We're at the almost at the last boss
yeah,
now.
Exactly. Yeah, yeah. Oh my God, that's yeah.
Which Pope?
That's
mini
boss, man.
It's which Pope? Then just God.
Which God? Oh. Once you kill his life bar, he comes back.
Dude, I hate that.
I know
so much.
Fucking, oh. Yeah. Yeah.
Which God?
So. It's regular God, but with the dunzo hat.
So now he's long this way and this way.
Yep. Uh-huh. And this
oh,
way.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Sideways? He's God. He can do whatever he wants.
That's true.
Yeah.
So, Golser.
Golstone.
Or Gloser, whatever. I wrote his name down differently.
Gallifrey. Uh-huh.
Yeah. The bishop.
Ah. Mm.
Kicked Kramer out of his city and told him to never return. And with that, Kramer moved along and continued his wild accusations elsewhere.
Dude, just imagine being able to do that. Like,
kick somebody
that guy
town?
Who yeah. fucking yeah. almost
kick
hit you today.
Rock.
You're just like,
fuck
hey, you
yeah,
know
man.
What? Fuck off out of my city.
Mm-hmm.
How awesome would that
yeah.
be?
That'd be fucking cool.
Get out.
Oh,
go on. Get out.
Go on, get.
Go.
I almost got into a fight earlier, people.
Just
with a witch.
With a witch.
That guy was a witch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He was trying to witch his car into mine.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking dick.
Fucking witch.
Dick witch.
Ew.
Dick witch.
Yeah.
I would not order that. So, because of Kramer's book, it is estimated that the minimum amount of people burned alive was 50,000. As recent as 2005, at least 3,000
people... They were still burning people?
In 2005?
As recent as 2005, at least 3,000 people have been killed in
Tanzania.
Oh, no shit.
Tanzania, for the same reason.
I was making a joke, but they yeah. really
oh,
were. Jesus. I forgot that there's other places in the world. Fuck.
2005,
they
man.
They still think witches?
Oh God,
yeah,
dude.
Well, not still. That was 2005.
It's much more now.
It's
yeah, is it?
It's much more.
That's,
do they
I
still
hate, that's
believe
a,
in witches?
Oh, it's a bad joke.
But it's funny.
Yeah.
Oh.
Shame on thee.
Yeah, so this dude made up
my
so poo-poo? Much.
No, not my boo-boo, please.
Not my boo-boo. No. This dude made up so much of this book that one of the things that witches had to do before starting a ritual with the devil...
Do
oh, yeah,
handstand.
Yeah, no. Yeah, I was, no. It's crazier. Before they started
oh,
a ritual.
Maybe that's where tap your head and rub
and
your belly
rub your
came
tummy.
From.
Yeah, oh, shit, you got to do both.
They started a ritual with the devil present was to kiss his second face.
Ah.
Like,
I'm sure you guys will get it. Like, guess where his second face
his
is.
His penis.
Close.
His butthole.
Butt.
His butthole.
It's his butt.
The devil's second face
because
is
where
his
they
butthole.
Because it's my dish. Yep. Give me here, pucker up.
Yep.
Yep. So that's what it was.
Ew.
He literally wrote that they had to kiss his butt before rituals. And because of his education, him quoting
the
old
devil's
scholars,
education?
No. Because of Kramer. His Kramer's education. Because
he also went to Rio for a while. So.
Who went to Rio?
You did, you
I,
said?
I went to Mount Sac.
Oh, whatever. I went to Rio.
Close. Same. I got the joke.
Thank you.
So because of Kramer's education, him quoting old scholars and having the Pope in his pocket, he had the appearance of being in the right.
I got a Pope in my pocket. In my pocket.
His book yeah. also
I
listed...
I just have really big pockets.
His book also listed the powers of witches, which included teleportation,
oh, shit.
Birthing the spawn of demons.
Ooh.
That's painful.
Preventing men.
Because they're usually pokey with horns.
Maybe, yeah.
So, like, that sucks.
It would hurt.
Yeah.
But baby horns.
Preventing.
You want baby horns out of your puss?
No.
Okay.
Preventing men from getting erections.
Oh, that's where this comes from. His fucking
witch.
His dangler don't work. That he's just so goddamn frustrated.
So he has mommy issues.
So that's a witch
and
power.
Dangler issues.
Oh my God.
Mm-hmm. Causing sterility.
Wait, did he chop off their peepees?
Oh man, this gets better. He doesn't chop it off. Causing the penis of a man to fall off or to shorten.
Oh.
Wait.
I swear it was bigger before, but the witch got to me.
Wait, how do you shorten the peepee?
Witch.
You're a witch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which witch?
The right
that
one.
That witch.
shit.
Yeah, the pee-pee witch.
Mm-hmm. No. Possessions, cause sickness or disease, kill children, and use their bodies in potions and ointments.
Mm-hmm.
The children.
Yeah, SPF, baby.
Yeah.
Baby oil.
Yeah.
Oh,
my God.
Wow. We solved it, guys.
Yeah. Holy shit.
Johnson & Johnson, you witches.
Yeah.
Whoa.
What?
Mind blown right there.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
What else? What else?
This needs to be one of your conspiracy theories, man.
It does. Yep.
We just uncovered that shit. We're going to be silenced soon.
Oh, uh-oh. Yeah. We are not
part of the Aluminum Naughty.
The Aluminum Naughties. Actually, I am part of the Aluminum Naughties. I get off on tinfoil and robots. Robots made of tinfoil. That's my thing. That's what we call ourselves? The Aluminum
Aluminum Naughty.
Shit, that's great. I love that so much. Oh, God damn it. Oh, my God. Oh, God damn. I'm going to design that so fucking fast. Oh, okay.
That's going to be part of the merch right there.
The Aluminum
Naughties.
Oh, man. So soon we'll be coming out with a shirt.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
people will look at you weird, but you know.
Yeah, you know what's up. We'll know. You and me, guy.
Oh, man. So they would also injure cattle from distances and strike men and animals with lightning. They were fucking Thor, too.
Oh, shit.
Dude, but like...
What? Oh, with the aluminum.
See, some of these powers sound cool as fuck. I'd kiss the devil's fucking second butt or the whatever.
Not his regular second butt.
His second butt. Just to
but
be able to
it
get
like
those
just
powers.
The cheek?
It's
or
a,
like,
no, it's a hole slightly
like
offset to the hole.
Like spread them.
If I can make men not get erections, just be watching a porno and.
That's where that sound came from.
Just.
Down.
Yeah. Sit, Ubu, sit.
That's why they say down, boy.
Another one.
Another one.
Okay.
Fuck, we are on a right. Roll.
You guys are turning into DJ Khaled. You guys need to calm it down.
Another
all
one.
All we do is win.
Ah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And make accusations.
That's... How dare you accuse us of making accusations, Abraham? That's witchy talk there.
Uh-oh.
Poo-poo.
Yeah.
Ah, I'm a witch.
Pee, down.
So, we haven't even got into their families, the witches' families.
I got into their families.
Cats were demons' favorite form.
Yes. That makes sense.
Yeah, it does.
Absolute sense.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Figs killed him yesterday.
Oh, dude. He attached to my fucking finger.
Granted, it was his fault.
No. Figs' fault. You're right.
Figs is just laying there and you're all.
Well, yes.
You slapped at his face?
His tummy. If there's a cat tummy exposed to you, it's your responsibility to tap it, to bat at it. And I did that, and he fucking claws out, dug his nail into my finger, and hung on. Like, you could tell, he was as scared
as I
was.
He's giving you a high five I do.
He really was, like, oh, let go of my hand, you dick. And I'm like, you let go of my fucking dick, you hand.
You the line.
Yeah, you the line. Exactly, it was that. And I was like, fucking let go. But, like, he dug in and twisted his fucking nails around inside my finger.
So,
fucker.
Figs was inside of you.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Inside of you.
Your cat's inside a raper?
You. No.
He was inside of Patrick, and Patrick didn't want him there.
No, I wanted it.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
Yeah, he made him go good. Inside of him.
So, Patrick's the raper. Oh, wow.
Well.
No. So cats were demons' favorite form, and black was Satan's favorite color. So of course that's why.
Nah, it's red.
Nope, that's not what the info said.
Well, because you can't wear white after Labor Day, so it's got to be red.
Or black.
I feel like I am a demon. I wear black and I have a cat.
You're not wearing black at all right now.
Yeah.
Actually. None of what you're doing is black.
Nothing.
My bra's black.
I'm wearing a lot more black.
I'm wearing more black than
I'm
you.
I'm wearing the most. The blackest of blacks. Look,
my
soul
has
black. I have black.
It's the blackest of black.
My soul is even blacker than that.
No,
black.
It's not.
My
sucks.
Soul is the color of the inside of a coffin on a moonless night. Now that's
so
black.
Gray.
My soul.
My god.
My soul is the color of a southern woman's foot.
Oh. So gangrene. It's only.
What's wrong with you? You went too far.
Did I?
Yes.
That made me gag a little. But yeah. So Satan's favorite color.
Satan
was black. So that's why so many witches have black cats. But familiars can
black
come
cats Cadillacs
in any form.
Time bomb?
That boy's a time bomb.
Nope.
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
Back in those days, even a fly in the courtroom was enough to accuse the witch of relaying a message to the devil.
Fly on the wall?
Does he need secretaries?
Hello?
He must.
Can't he just
He's
be like,
famous.
Hey, fuckface, I'm the devil.
Yeah,
fuck your court.
Yeah, people will recognize him. Ask him for autographs. Take pictures, selfies with them.
I just uncovered another one.
What was your other one?
She said fly on the wall.
Fly on the wall.
Pretty sure fly on the wall was a thing before that.
No.
No,
oh,
it's a
you're
witchy
right.
thing.
You looked into this.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Mind blown. Okay, thank
fly
you.
On the wall.
Because it's
nailed it.
It's a witch's fly.
It's a witch fly, yeah. Horse
fly? Witch's drone.
Horse fly? The mare? Something there? Huh?
Huh?
I had your back. Fuck you.
Like, I agree. I concur.
Thank you.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, there's a little note on here that.
And a very merry to you.
And happy year.
That totally doesn't. This part doesn't go. I made a little note. It just says flying witches, ointment, child. That's all it says.
Baby oil.
They would say that that's how witches were able to fly. They would make
baby
ointment
oil
out of the children that they killed, rub it on them, and get the ability to fly.
Yeah.
Weird that I put it there.
We already discovered that.
I knew it.
So,
knew it.
If somebody was accused of being a witch, the land was seized.
I of the newt.
I seen it and I knew it.
Newt.
I knew
Newt
it.
Gingrich.
Gangrene
with the southern feet. Oh my God!
Mine blown.
We're on fire.
Yeah.
Like the witches.
Oh, like the witches and the
fire,
steaks.
Witches, steaks.
Wow. Starts with a W.
Witches.
For Christmas, I'm getting you guys trampolines with all these fucking conclusions you're jumping to. Holy shit.
Abraham, open your eyes.
Yeah.
The
your third
are,
eye.
My The witches are...
Your aluminum knives.
Aluminum knives. How are you not on board with this, Abraham?
The aluminum knives.
I love that so much.
So, land was seized from the accused witches and gifted to the lawyers and people working on their cases once they were put to death.
Oh.
Yeah, that's pretty
shitty.
Yeah,
that's
this
what
is,
it was.
Wait, 2005 still?
See, but okay, no. I've heard of a thing of this where in the trials, if you confess to witchism or whatever.
Witchology?
Witchology. Then you're able to, then the state or whatever, they take your land, you know? The government takes your land.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But if you do not admit to anything, they torture you to get your confession, but you're able to retain your land. That's the story that I was telling you about with the pressing, you know, that whole joke thing that I did before. It was actually a real thing. Do you get into that or no?
Yeah. Oh, okay. No. I don't get into that. I thought you were asking, have I gotten into that? Like, I, yeah.
Oh, okay. No, where that dude, I don't remember his name. I haven't looked this up at all. I'm sorry for being very vague with all of this. But where that guy was getting pressed, and they were trying to take his land. No, press is they're placing heavy stones on top of him to crush him to death.
How do you know that name?
Yeah. And, so that's what they're doing. They're pressing him. Mm. And instead of saying, yes, I confess, I'm a witch, which in which you'll be able to... they'll take your land, but you'll possibly be able to be tried and be like forgiven in some way or killed immediately or whatever. It's a less painful death. Instead of saying that, he says more weight.
Paroled?
More weight. With every stone, more weight. It's actually a very poignant story where he keeps saying more weight, more weight, more weight until he is pressed to death. But because he never confessed, his family and his kids and everything is able to retain his land and his holdings. So, I mean, that's that dude, fucking crazy respect to that dude. But, I mean, I don't know any of the details. I would have
Maybe
to look into that
mute.
And shit. He was saying more weight.
The guy?
He was trying to say no weight.
No
weight.
No weight.
No weight.
No weight. No, I respect that guy.
And they go, what's that? More weight?
More weight? All right, you asked
no
for
weight.
It.
The Inquisition was going nuts and saw this as a business opportunity since it created jobs for people to do, like jailers, witch gatherers, judges, and the people who would torture them for a confession. What's crazy is that the Catholic Church eventually rejected the ideas of the Malus Maleficarum.
Malus Maleficarum.
3 years after the book was published and became a sensation.
Sense?
3 years, but yeah. They ran with it.
Yeah,
like,
dude. Fucking
nuts.
Hell.
The University of Cologne.
Cologne.
Yeah.
But like Bologna.
Like Bologna, yeah. Where the Inquisition was conceived, had said that the views
like
in this
sex?
Book of demonology was inaccurate, but it was all too late. If you look at the book, you'll notice that it has two names on it. Kramer's
Malus
name.
And Maleficarum.
Not a name. It had Kramer's name and also Jacob Springer.
Jacob Heimerschmidt.
Jerry Springer.
Jerry Springer.
Oh, shit.
Jacob Springer?
Yeah.
Malus.
Jacob Springer. Not Springer. Springer.
How do you spell it? Because
he already... Because spring has sprung.
Exactly.
Malus.
Yeah, and he sprang last season.
He's an older one.
Yeah.
It's rumored that Kramer ended up putting
Stop
Springer's...
Stop looking up the Malus Maleficarum.
No.
It's rumored that Kramer ended up putting Springer's name on the book after Springer had died to legitimize what was in the book, since Springer was a well-respected Austrian priest.
Oh, shit.
There's no evidence, though, that shows that Jacob had anything to do with the book. So that's pretty shitty.
Yeah, that's super shitty.
Yeah.
And back then, you could just do whatever you wanted because there weren't, like, copyright laws or infringements and shit like that. You just do it.
So yeah, that's how, like, that's why when you were saying that he would falsify statements, I was like,
he would say, no, it's not.
Yeah.
That's it. That's his defense.
Yeah. He's like, oh, here's a written statement.
God said no.
He crosses it out.
Yeah.
I am a witch. See?
God says, that's my cow.
And then,
all right.
Yeah. What's crazy is that, yeah, the way, because he was a learned man, the way he would speak, and because of the people he knew, yeah, he just seemed like, yeah, that guy's in the right. That guy sounds like he knows what he's talking about. He would like, talk in a very confusing
way. That's the Jonestown
thing. To kind of do that to people to
Oh, my God. Have you heard the like Jonestown stuff? We should do an episode on Jonestown because, oh, my God. You should do an episode on Jonestown. I'll download the audio and stuff because fucking hell. But it's exactly that, where he's a cult leader. Mm-hmm. He's trying, he gets people to believe him and follow him just based on his bullshit.
Mm-hmm. No.
Imagine if he had a podcast.
So Springer and the University of Cologne didn't support Kramer or his book, but Kramer said otherwise. Ireland was the only counter that didn't fall into witch hysteria.
Witch hysteria?
England didn't use Kramer's book as they had their own demonologists.
Demonology.
Demonology. Yeah.
That's why I couldn't pronounce it.
Yeah.
England got into the witch frenzy 100 years after the rest of Europe. They also hung their witches instead of burned them.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. Still pretty shitty.
Well, I mean,
but,
yeah.
But better. Shitty, shitty, but better.
Is it hung or is it hanged?
Hang? I don't know. Hung. Because I've heard both.
Mm-hmm. I've heard both, like, you're so hung, and how are you so hanged? I've heard both, but I don't know which is correct.
Hunged.
Oh, there it is. That's my favorite. You're just hunged.
Mm. Yeah. I know.
That's it.
The witch purge spread out through Europe, Africa, and the Middle East, and to the New World.
Dude, it was in Africa, too?
It was in Africa.
I want to research that because it's like a whole different thing there. Like, where here it's Christianity, there it is not Christianity.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a whole different subset of religions. Anity. That would... A whole subset of religions that would be persecuting witches.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to look into that. That's something I've never heard of. I've never thought of.
Well, remember, that's why I said that they're still doing it in Tanzania.
No, I know.
Oh,
I get that. I get that. But, well, I...
Don't.
Oh, my
that,
God.
I get
being
that.
First world, being... I'm able to...
You
get
the drunkies.
I know, seriously.
Being first world, I disassociate from that. Like, it doesn't feel... prevalent now, you know what I mean? It doesn't feel like that's a real thing now because I'm so distant from it.
Mm-hmm.
But this is although I'm very drunk, this is a sobering thought.
Mm-hmm.
Like I to think that it's still going on now or recently or whatever, that's something I've never thought of. Then the whole thing, it's something to research, which again, Jesus, that makes me sound so fucking horrible for a first world person saying, oh, I want to look into these things that were happening hundreds of years ago that are continuing to happen 15 years ago. It feels very distant to me.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I mean, it's not...
Oh, that's gross. I feel gross now.
It's not anything.
I'm sorry. I feel gross. No, genuinely, I feel gross because that's something that's a horrible thing. Like, it's very eye-opening. That's something that I've never thought of.
Yeah, no, I mean, shitty things happening everywhere in the world. It's just, how are you going to keep up with all of them?
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
You know?
Like, that sucks.
Yeah. So I get it. But still, there's... Yeah.
I don't want to research nothing.
Yeah, don't. I don't know why you'd want to.
Yeah, fuck this show. So butts, the devil's butt, huh?
So the Salem witch trials began February 1692.
It's pronounced February.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. February.
February.
Mm. February of 1692, and they ended in May of 1693. And it wasn't...
That way shorter than I imagined.
Yeah, I thought it was like
very short.
Years and
but
years.
It's because everything was, it was just so fucking crazy and so fast that, yeah. It sounded like it should have been going on for like 20 years.
Yeah.
It wasn't.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. It wasn't until the mid-1800s where people felt safe enough to take a breath and be able to say, whoa, that was a crazy time, right?
Fuck.
Yep. And that is all. I didn't get into the Salem witch trials because I feel like that's a
whole thing,
other thing
on its own. Yeah, it definitely is.
But that's why at the end I said that's when it started, that's when it ended, just so you know how long ago it was and how short it was. But in everyone's head, it was a very long time that lasted.
Yeah, because it was such a big deal.
And that's what stands out the most.
Yeah.
So that's where witches came from. That's
the malus malificorum.
Yeah, that's what happened all over Europe.
Malus.
The malus malababalala.
Malibastic.
Mr. Bombastic.
All of them.
It wasn't me. That's what the witches were saying the whole time.
Yeah.
It wasn't me.
I saw you flying in the moonlight.
It wasn't me.
Oh, goddamn, that's funny.
Bastic, Billy Bundastic.
No, I do want to make a song. I saw you cooking all them babies.
It wasn't me. Saw you rubbing all the oil.
It wasn't me. Oh, fuck, man. Well, so that's all we got for the report. Thank you guys for sticking with us. Eventually at some point, not now because this was just fucking uncovered, go to the website. There's going to be a merch store. Buy the aluminum naughty shirt because goddamn, I swear to God, I'm gonna design that. That is fun. I love that so much. I love that. I want to do that so bad now.
That's a good shirt.
Aluminum naughty.
Aluminum naughties. but yeah, go to Paranomaly. I always try to spell it once I'm drunk. I hate that I do that. Paranom.
Ally.
Thank you very much. .co. And do those things on there.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah, do it. Just do the damn thing.
Or hit us up over on IG.
TWTA pod on the IG.
Yep. So yeah, thank you, man. That was a Well, I'm not thanking them yet. I'm thanking this fucking idiot.
Oh, thanks, fucking idiot.
Thanks, fucking idiot.
It was good.
You did good with the witches.
A plus.
And
I hate you guys.
Good job on you, Erica. You uncovered a bunch of witchy shit.
I sure did, like, baby oil.
Dude, yes. Johnson & Johnson, we're looking at you.
Mm-hmm.
But not if we're in any danger. We're not looking at you at all.
A little bit of danger. It's okay.
Yeah, no. Yeah. You can't come after us. We're the aluminum naughty.
That's true. Yeah, you Johnson & Johnson, you come after us, you're going to get the aluminum naughties on your ass.
Mm-hmm.
So, thank you guys for listening. Bye-bye.
Thanks, guys. Bye.